This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We have promised that we're going to have Marius Botha on the show today. And let me just tell you something about Marius Botha. Let me just read the bio because he's here in studio right now. We're going to have a chat with him. So you can still send those messages on 068-160-8832. If you have any questions. So who is Marius Botha? Marius Botha, having sang from an early age, especially in school choir, Marius started strumming an acoustic guitar in high school, started playing bass in local post-punk bands in Durban in the early 1980s, got recruited by Sid Kitchen to join his band, The Utensils, in 1985, contributed bass to Sid's album Waiting for the Heaven, started the Honkies as the band leader in 1992, then Home Cooking in 1995, also as a band leader, released the album Sounds Delicious in 2000, focused on recording from 2000 to 2010, formed the Headroom Studio with Lou Dlamini in 2011, started the Truth Junkies in 2018, started playing guitar in Lou's band in 2022, started recording upcoming album in 2025. This album features the likes of Madala Kunene, Zamo Mbutho, Mbuso Khoza, Andile Yenana, Thulile Zama, Qatas, Zibusiso Makhathini, Ntobeko Shandu, and Riley Jandari. Marius Botha's influences is being influenced by traditional isiZulu Maskandi and isiXathamiya styles, Sipho Gumede and his band Sakile, Steve Newman, and Sid Kitchen. So, ngicela ukuthi uhlale kanjalo because Marius is coming now. So, ngizoqala nje ngikudlalele ingoma. How? Sabaleka manje into zami. Okay, naye le ngoma engifukuyidlala. Yes. Yeah. So, I'm going to play one song and then when we come back, we'll come back with Marius.
You're listening to MUT Radio. Shape and own your future.
He lets it knock his uncle long time. Thank you. kaje bonga kuwe ka konke ungenzele kona uyi jobulaya hita
And those are the sounds of Lou Dlamini at Injabulo as we welcome Marius Botha on the airwaves. Marius, how are you?
Hi, ngiphilile.
Nami ngisaphila.
Kambe nandi kubela.
Kambe bengitheso khulubizule.
Kambe nandi kubela.
Ah, ke sijabula nathi kwazi ukuthi uthi kumnandi kuba
la. Angithi khona imfihlo lapho.
Yes.
Bayazi ukuthi when we are in the studio.
Actually, you and I. You and I were part of the people who built the studio.
Siphuma kude.
Yes.
Phela na lengoma kathi silalela manje.
Mhm.
Iphuma ku studio la usebenza khona.
Maria Sibusa uqeda imbuzo yami yonke. Singakaqali ukukhuluma.
Hayi, mnandi mnandi, ngiyabonga kakhulu
Ntokozo. Yes. So, Maria, you have such a long and a diverse journey within the music industry, not only as a musician, because today we are talking about the music part of you. But before we get there, I want us to talk about your journey, because there's quite a lot. Your bio was so short in a sense that I was like, where's the guitar part of it? Because you build guitars and you could build speakers as well, because the sound system that we have, we build it, you build it. But take us through back where maybe your early days.
How far do you want to go back?
Like what?
Oh. Okay, I think I was still at school when I realized that music is in my blood.
Mm-hmm.
And that if I'm going to be fighting it, I'm going to be an unhappy soul for the rest of my life. So I allowed music to take over and control my journey. And I think that was one of the best decisions I could ever make.
Yeah. Because before ngifike kule party ka where you saw Sipho Gumede playing at the Rainbow, but I want to understand and want to know ukuthi in the 80s, how was the scene of music in our country? Because you are a Durban boy, so you could tell us more ukuthi how was Durban back then.
It was very difficult. It was very difficult. We were under a cultural boycott. So we were excluded culturally and artistically. We were excluded from the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Yes, there were very few venues. There were venues at hotels where you had cover bands. So if you were playing original music, your only outlet would be to go to those cover bands and to beg them to give you a slot.
Yeah.
And if they agreed, there was always this competitive thing. They were worried that you were going to take their job, you know. So they would sabotage you, you know. But, yeah, phela good music, we think a good boy is so, we have one.
Yeah.
No matter what, you carry on, you know. Yeah, so I was playing in post-punk bands around Durban, and then Sid Kitchen asked me to join his band. And Sid was really, to this day, I think one of the best songwriters that Durban ever produced. And we had just started working together. And Sid, his compositions were starting to sound more and more like Maskandi, you know? And then one day we decided to go to the Rainbow Restaurant in Pinetown.
Yeah.
Wow. What an experience.
Mm.
We saw Sakile.
Mm.
And that day changed my life. At the time, I was busy studying music conventionally.
Mm. With it.
But once I saw Sakile, and once I realized that they hadn't studied music formally.
Yeah.
I decided, no, if I want to sound like these guys, I must leave the studying story, you know,
mm.
and concentrate on playing from the heart
mm.
and by ear.
Mm.
So we saw them on Sunday. On Monday, I phoned my teacher and I said, I'm finishing. I'm not coming for any more lessons.
Because I'm super committed.
And, you know, one of the things that I'm proudest of is that Sipho became a mentor to me, you know? Mm. Yeah. What a man.
Yeah.
What a man. Yeah.
So, from the beginning, ushiya isikolo and then playing on Sid's Kitchen, fast forward, now, uzakheli king. How did that happen?
Pele, in my 80s, when we were being boycotted culturally,
mm.
you know, it was so difficult to get gear.
Yeah.
You know? Things were so expensive and most brands were not available in South Africa.
Mm.
So the first thing I did was I decided, no, man, I must, you know, I can't operate as a musician without gear.
Gear, yeah.
So the first thing is I built a set of speakers,
mm.
which you know so well.
Yeah.
They're still going to this day.
Yeah.
And then I was working at a music shop,
mm.
but came the time that I resigned and I went on my own. I had a company called The Guitar Doctor.
Mm.
I was fixing guitars, and slowly, slowly I realized that I had got enough experience to start building guitars, you know?
Mm.
So, yes, for a 10-year period while I had The Guitar Doctor,
mm.
I built probably close to 25 guitars.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
And these were different to the normal guitars that you would buy in the shop because I would use South African woods only, you know? Mm. Yeah, so there was always this thing of Aibo, we can do it better here at home, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So then you then from the Guitar Doctor, and then you started to build your own studio. You started recording people. So now the performing side or being too much involved with bands was put on pause.
Yeah, I was frustrated. I was frustrated because whenever we went to go and do a gig,
mm.
that we were faced with technical challenges. You know, the sound was always terrible. So I decided, no, hang on, I can't. You know, we spend so much time practicing,
mm.
and you get to a level where you are confident to go out and perform.
Yeah.
Only to find that when you go out to perform, you cannot even reach that level that you had reached in the rehearsal space, you know. Mm. So, yeah, I started focusing on recording and recorded quite a bit with Rasipo.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, and then in 2011, my life took a crazy turn because I met my soulmate
mm.
in Ludlamini, and the two of us started The Headroom. And it's been a great journey. We've done some great work, you know.
I can attest to that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then, I started a band in 2018 called the Truth Junkies.
Yeah.
And we had our first gig at UKZN at the Jazz Center on the Wednesday and the Friday, we went into lockdown for COVID.
Ish.
So that kind of, you know, we tried to keep the band going, but there were too many pressures, you know?
Yeah.
And then, I mean, you know, I'd kind of forgotten about my own compositions. Mm. And thanks to Ulu, who saw potential in them and just started convincing me that the time has come to record my own songs, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm forever grateful because it's been a great experience.
Speaking of your own compositions and COVID-19, the transitioning from being a bass player now being a full-time guitarist, how did that happen, or how has that, was that an easy decision, or was it easy also to adapt to the bar chords from?
It was kind of forced on us, you know.
Mm.
When load shedding hit us,
yeah,
I mean, you can't play bass, you know, because to be able to play bass, you need an amplifier that's working.
Mm.
So whenever the load shedding came, I would grab an acoustic guitar.
Mm.
And then, even then, I wasn't even very serious about it. But when COVID hit, I realized that this was the one thing that could keep me from going crazy.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, I just started focusing on the guitar and playing. I mean, we had time on our hands. We were stuck, you know, inside. So, yes, I started playing guitar, and I must say, thank you, load shedding. Thank you, COVID.
Yes.
Because I'm loving playing guitar now. And it has helped me in compositional sense, where if you compose on the bass, the songs all have a similar sound because, you know, the bass is the source.
Mm.
Whereas if you are composing on the guitar, a guitar is such a wonderful instrument. You know, a guitar is like a whole orchestra by itself.
Yeah.
So from a compositional point of view, playing guitar, starting to play guitar seriously has been a very good move.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to play one song from Sipho Kumete, and then we come back.
Ay, ngiyabonga.
Yeah.
This is MUT Radio. Ready to set it up, set it up, set it up. Shape and own your future.
That is Sipho Gumede Ethinontuthuzelo. You are listening to MUT Radio Shape and On the Future. The name of the show is Timeless Music, and I am your host, Ntokozo Wakaphelezi. Yes, we are still having Umarius with us, and we were about to talk about something big. Né? We were about to talk about the process of recording. So we started by playing, before the show starts, we played Obab Matalagnene, Etiwasha Omut. If you were here earlier, you could have listened to the song and the production around it. And then Valox Adala Ulu Lamini Etinjabulo. So Marius has a studio now. He records people before he records himself. Okay. So I want to know the recording process. Regardless that you're recording your soulmate or anyone, when Zagadan, what happens to you, to your preparation for the recording? How do you prepare for such? Because I could tell there is no recording that sounds authentic than the ones that are done in a headroom. I don't know, you could shoot me if you'd like, but this is a fact, and it's been proven. Makatasi and Makinga even won an album because of the best recorded album. So, and it's come with at the headroom. It was recorded at the headroom. So I want you to take us on the process of recording.
So I remember going to studios when I was younger, you know, and somehow they were always quite intimidating spaces.
Yeah.
You know, the engineers were usually difficult people, and there was always something so clinical about the studio.
Yeah.
That when Lou and I decided to build a studio, we decided let's do it the opposite way.
Mm.
Let's make the studio inside our home.
Okay.
So that, because it was important for both of us to get musicians to relax when they are there.
Mm.
Because to be able to lubricate the creative process, you have to be relaxed.
Mm.
You know, to be stressed when you're trying to do your best work, it just doesn't make sense.
Yes.
So people who have been to the headroom will know this, that there's a homely, relaxed vibe, you know?
Yeah.
I love it. You know, people come there and within 10 minutes, their shoes are off and they're lying on the couch, you know? That means, yeah, we are on the right track.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that is so important is to prepare for a session.
Yeah.
I think that is probably one of the most important things.
Mm.
To be so prepared that you know exactly the instruments that you are going to be required to record.
Mm.
Even to try and find out who the musicians are who will be playing those instruments. You know? So that when people arrive at the headroom for a session, they must walk in, and there must be no stress about the session. And I really believe that is our part of our success story. That people come, there's a beautiful garden, there's a swimming pool, they can just come and relax and concentrate on the one thing that they are there to do.
Yeah.
And that is to record a superb performance.
Mm. So Njenga Manje, it's a single name, but the album is going to come out.
Yes, the album, there's 9 songs that are in final mix stage.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
There's 1 or 2 that I still would love to include that haven't been recorded, but certainly as part of an album.
Nizwil Twa Ngizopuk. Your record to moon.
But I have to remind people that the assistant recording engineer for Njenga Manje is none other than
Dawozo.
So
Njenga Manje, what made you release this one first, and also take us through the lyrics, the writing, because the message is so strong on this one. We just celebrated yesterday Human Rights Day, and I find it one of the songs that intertwine with it, that plays a pivotal role, you know, in our country right now at this moment. If you could just briefly tell us the lyric writing of this song, how did you come up with such strong lyrics, you know?
So, you know, because I spoke isiZulu from a very early age, when I compose le voice ngizwa ngikhanda lam icula ngesiZulu.
Yeah.
So the lyric writing starts there, and then I've got a very good editor.
Yes.
Shesha uyangikondisa. if the Zulu isiZulu isn't proper enough, you know.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the content, it's a serious song. It's a serious song because we are dealing with a serious challenge, I believe.
Mm.
And this challenge is that we are living in an age where it's so difficult to find a source of information that one can believe in. You know, even all the big news corporations, they're all privately owned, which means that owner has got an agenda. So whatever story they tell it with his spin, you know? I mean, with the war now, they're telling us that we are entering the Third World War.
Yeah.
But the information that we are getting is it's shocking. I mean, with AI and deep fakes and fake news and fake qualifications, the list goes on. So the thing that I think has become so scarce is the truth. Gabon, I think Nomkhwana as one says, I can't know. What's kombisa ukuthi how important it is to be able to know kahle kahle what is the truth. I think we have moved away from it in such a way that I think, I think the lyrics explain themselves to a degree.
Yes.
I mean, things are happening to us and we think why, but I think if we return to the truth, if we walk in truth and we work in truth, then things have to get better for us.
Manje, usebenze noba. Kule album, kule single.
Hey, yeah, nginenhlanhla mfowethu.
Ehhe.
Ngisebenza ngama musicians. Hey, are world class. Bonke.
Yeah.
On drums, Riley Jandari. Riley Jandari, he's an Indian person, but he grew up Yalai Tegwini. So he comes with the precision of the Indians, but with the feel of isiZulu. AmaZulu, we have one.
Yeah.
On bass, Ntobeko Shandu. We have one. One of my favorite bass players, Emhlabi. On keys, Zibusiso Makatini. That name is still going to become a household name in South Africa. Of that, I have no doubt.
Yes.
The man is a serious, serious talent. I don't even think he realizes what a talent he
That's
has.
That's true.
Zamumbuto. Zamumbuto helped me with supporting vocals. Zamu was probably the most recorded male voice in South Africa.
Really?
If there's a song with backing vocals, you must know someone's there.
Yeah.
He spent 13 years with the Miriam Makeba, you know.
Wow.
Band, you know, so, and I've got, people will be interested to know, I've got Zulu, Lou Dlamini on this song, but she's playing acoustic guitar on it.
That's nice.
Yes. And then Bob Matala.
Yeah.
He does a lovely solo right at the end of the song, which for me is just the cherry on the cake.
Yeah.
Because my and Bafo's history is completely intertwined as well. But that's a story for another day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sesivala ke sikuthola kanjani?
Ngangithola kwi Facebook, kwi TikTok, kwi Instagram.
Ayibo.
Ingoma yam manifuna ningathola kwi Bandcamp.
Okay, manje washo wonke lama platform, but awuzange uchaze ukuthi amarius_bota_headroom_bota on Instagram. Then on Facebook you are
Marius Headroom Bota.
On TikTok
Marius Jabula Bota.
Okay, so for this one is for the audio engineers abafuna ukufunda sound. Bona bakuthola kanjani? Nabo bak DM or
yebo or bang contact our Headroom on the Headroom site, the website.
Okay.
Yes, theheadroom.co.za.
Okay. So bonke abafuna ukwazi more about sound. This is the man ongakufundisa cacathulise ozube nawe uyibona usungcono kakhulu. So thank you so much Maras for taking your time to drive nje uze la kwi Sunday. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Mina ngibonga.
Yeah, yeah. So siphuma ngayo ke ingoma ethi njengamanje by Maras Botha.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.